we get to help promote something pretty big here. Tell us about it.
Well, back in August and September, we met with a group that all they do is produce apps for sheriff's departments. Mm-hmm. And so we worked with him. We built a prototype page. He pitched it at the POAN NSA, the Police Officers of Nebraska, Nebraska Sheriff's Association Conference, and now it's statewide. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of agencies that have done this. I know Mike up at Frontier County has done it, but we finally got everything finalized, and I just wanted to get it out there. It is such a cool deal. it's exciting for me because we put a lot of work into this. If you go to your app page, whatever device you have, mm-hmm. and type in Redwood County Sheriff, and it'll pop up. It's a free app. And then just let it load, and it's got everything. We've got it at the beginning. Obviously, it's got a little story about us, and it's got a notification history. So we can push out weather warnings. We can push out road closures. And everybody that's got the app, it'll alert you at the time. It's right now. It's instantaneous. It's got photos of all my guys so that you know who you're dealing with if you're talking to them on the phone. We've got witness forms. We've got if you need to contact us, you can send us an email. If you need to make a complaint or if you see something, you can actually send it to us live. Mm-hmm. You can take a photo. It drops a pin so we know exactly where you're at. It's really good. And then it's got a whole page of stuff. We can put any kind of news release in there. It talks about the sheriff's office. Up in the right corner is what's called EMA for the emergency management. But you can go through that if you want to make storm damage reports, preparation for storms and things like that. But it's got a little app towards the bottom called What Three Words. The city also has this What Three Words. And what that is a worldwide mapping thing that if you're lost or you don't know where you're at or you don't know the names of the roads or anything, anywhere in the world, mm-hmm. if you have that app, you press that little button, it comes up and it will show you on a map where you're at. And at the top of that page, it has three words. And if you tell dispatch those three words, mm-hmm. they can locate you within 10 feet.
That's kind of cool.
It's great.
Yeah.
And the police has had it for a while, but, you know, it's not often that you get lost in town. So, but the county is where it really comes out. Well, people have complained that when they were chasing around people on warrants and whatnot, we put the warrant list on there. So you can see it's a 12-page document right now. We update it once a week, so it's not minute to minute. We've got inmate search. So you can go through there and see who we've got in jail right now, mm-hmm. with photos, what they're in for, when they came in. Sex offenders, there's information there that goes to it links to the state web page. Jail information. So inmates have personal accounts that they can order commissary from and things like that. So this gives you a way to put money in for them from a credit card so they have a cash balance and they can order, you know, they get crackers and cookies and things like that they can order for themselves within the jail.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good thing for them. And they're glad and excited to have it because, I mean, they eat pretty good in the jail, but this is just a little bit more of the outside world, and it's kind of a good thing.
You did this all by yourself, didn't you?
Not so much.
You're like me, Kevin. When it comes to tech stuff and my phones, I just give it to my kids.
I need a 12-year-old granddaughter to help me.
Here, they know it all. They know. I was just giving you a hard time, but
well, they grew up with it.
Yeah, exactly right. So you got four deputies right now.
And actually, I have one working part time for me that he's certified. He's got 14 years of experience,
mm-hmm.
But there's only a certain portion of the year that he can work in law enforcement because he has another job. He guides on McConaughey.
Mm-hmm.
So from April to January, he's guiding for Walleye. And, I mean, it's like he's retired and they come back to work for a couple of months for me. He's great with paper service and jail stuff and courthouse stuff. He works on all the courthouse stuff, so.
I think you touched on the beginning. This is something A lot of law enforcement are doing this more and more and more now.
It's an accessibility thing that I think is vital, and we need to be in touch. And I'm sure there'll be some glitches as we start to get used to it, and getting information off of it and getting returns to you. But it's a process, but everything's on it. Excuse me, everything's on it now. We figured out how to get the warrants and the inmate list, and we're good to go right now. Pretty excited.
Awesome. Google Play Store, or wherever you get all your apps, just type in Red Willow County Sheriff. It'll punch right up. Download it. Boom, you got it.
Boom, you got it.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
And it's another transparency. It's a visibility. Lets people know what we're doing. If there's things that we need to attend to, they can give us that information as well. So I think it's great.
Good deal. We're coming up on, of course, the spring and summertime when hopefully it rains again. Yeah. Hopefully it rains again. I don't know. It might not, but that'll be some information right there. You kind of touched on. You have info in case we get some big time storms.
Yeah, and road closures and even big accidents. You know, we had a couple out west here that a whiteout 1 week, and 2 weeks later we had a brownout with dirt blowing across the highway, and we literally worked with Department of the Roads closed the highway for a little bit. It's like we had accidents, and it was a cascading event. Cars bouncing off each other everywhere. Mm-hmm. It was horrible. But we dealt with it. But this will be, you know, just stay safe. Mm-hmm. And as simple as that, you know, the road conditions are bad. Please stay home for now.
Right.
Give it a little time and things like that. It's important to remind people sometimes. They think that going someplace or being someplace is important, and I'm sure they have reasons for that. But your safety is better too. Mm-hmm. And then if we have to go out, we're exposed to it. We lost one of our cruisers in the whiteout because even with the light bars and all the lights we have on them, the visibility was so bad, it got rear-ended and totaled it. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, just be careful because we're out there too.
Good deal.
All right. Yeah. Google Play Store, whatever, Red Willow County Sheriff, and punched in, and you got all your deputies, who they are, information, news, and press releases. All the information right there.
It's cool. I think it's great. We worked a lot on building up policy and whatnot. We got our accreditation before the first of the year, which was a big thing. We had to have policies for both the law enforcement side and the jail side. We did the LEOP last summer, the local emergency operation plan for the county. Put that together, but all that led to the accreditation by the state, and that was a big thing for us. Without the accreditation, we didn't have the ability to apply for grants for equipment, things like that. So now we're up to speed, we're on board, everything's going forward, everything's going really well.
Is it okay if I tell everybody that this young man across the way from me is retiring pretty soon?
No, don't tell anybody that.
Okay. No. Okay, we'll keep that a hush-hush and everything.
No, I am. It's almost 41 years.
I was just going to ask my next question. How many years in police department work and now sheriff's work have you done?
I started in Lincoln County right out of the Air Force. So I did 4 years in the Air Force. I started June 1st, 1985. Uh-huh. And so June 1st of this year will be 41 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And then it was, I can't remember when I went in the military. In fact, it was June 1st, 1981.
Uh-huh.
So June 1st or something, that's a thing.
Yeah. And now your son, you can brag on your son. He's having a very great career right now, isn't he?
He really is. He's stepped up. I think he saw, his grandpa was Gene Mayhem.
Right.
So he's been around law enforcement. My dad was a USDA that liked to badge people over stakes. I got some great stories about
it. I bet you do.
Gene kind of, you know, started that and got me into the right direction. And when he became sheriff, I came down from Lincoln County. Talon was in Perkins County for almost 3 years.
Uh-huh.
Moved out to Wheat Ridge. And, he was actually living in Denver, but he was employed at Wheat Ridge for a couple, 3 years, made rank very fast, and then went to Commerce City, did a high visibility interdiction team. He was sergeant over that. And then during COVID, he completed his bachelor's and got his master's degree and then was promoted to commander for Commerce City.
Cool.
He was commander in Commerce City. So they run everything from a little bit north of Highway 76 as you come in, all the way out to the airport. Mm-hmm. So they've got a huge jurisdiction. They've got Dick's Stadium and whatnot. Got him off the street. He'd been involved in a number of shootings, and so Mom felt much better when he,
I bet
when
she
he was
did.
In the office or
yes.
responding to the after the fact.
So. Yes.
No, he's doing well. And Trist is she works for Straight Arrow News for mm-hmm. Joe Ricketts directly. She's done all the graphic production managers for the news station and whatnot. She's doing well. Just had a baby in January.
That's terrific. You have five grandkids now?
Five grandkids.
Wow.
From 12 to baby.
So this will give you more time to be out and traveling out with them.
Yes. And they and just in the 2 months, and McKinley is the last one, just in the 2 months, or probably 5 weeks now, that we haven't seen her, she has changed so much. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it just cuts your heart out.
Yeah.
It just, we were looking baby picture. Talon needed something for a baby picture, and we were digging through those, and it was like, where has the time gone? This seems like it was yesterday. I remember
right.
it like it was yesterday, you know? And
yep.
he just turned 40.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, they're doing well. And
terrific.
And very proud of the kids.